Well, I do, I haven't been lately, but I do an awful lot of biking. And, you know, there's, with regards to the people riding on the road when there's a perfectly usable trail, those are usually your hardcore bikers, you know. They're like, I'm entitled to a third of the outside lane, and by God, I'm going to take it. Because, you know, the path's made for strollers and baby buggies and bikes that, you know, are going, you know, 10 miles an hour. Yeah, I'm a true biker. I'm going to be out there, you know, doing my massive 18 to 20 miles an hour in the on the road. Okay. I've done that. I've been on the I'm right in between. I'm faster than your average biker, but I'm a long shot from the from the guys that are really good at it. I can run a pretty steady 16, 17 miles an hour, you know, over distance. And but them good guys, they're breaking 20 easy. So it's nuts. I'm very careful about how I ride. I either go to the rail of the trails, you know, Paint Creek and Pollyanne and Macomb Orchard and others, and put up with, you know, the slow traffic and the walkers and all that stuff. It's not that bad. Or I'm very careful on the road. You know, I take streets and paths and routes that I know are going to keep me in a relatively safe area and try to stay off the crazy roads, like 16 miles. I remember one time I did a ride. It was an organized ride back in 2020 with this group, Michigan Gravel Finders. And a whole part of the thing was on North Territorial Road. I don't know if you've ever been out there, but that is a fast, twisty, hilly kind of, throughway down there. And, man, I'll tell you what, I was butt-puckered the whole damn time. Crazy stuff. So, 16 into Quinter here. Got to get a coffee. That's my goal. Anyhow, Donald, then over to Dakota.